Good to see all of you this morning. Looks like we have a fairly decent number this morning. We're especially delighted if you're visiting with us. Want to encourage you to come back at every opportunity you have to be with us here at the Eastside Congregation. This morning we're going to conclude our series on serving the Lord with gladness. In this series of lessons, it comes from basically Psalm 100 and verse 2. And the psalmist says here, "Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing." And this ought to be a goal that all of us have, to enjoy our service to the Lord. You know, a lot of times people would tell you in your secular job, your public job, if you ain't happy doing it, you won't do it. We need to be happy serving the Lord. Because if we're not happy serving the Lord, then we're not going to do it, at least not do it very well. We have looked at, in this series of lessons, how to get more out of our worship of God. We've looked at how to get more out of the assemblies, how to get more out of singing that is offered in praise and edification, how to get more out of our praying when we offer up our prayers to God and for one another. We've looked at how to get more out of the Lord's Supper and how important it is when we have this fellowship with God, with His Son, and one another, when we commune. And then we looked at how to get more out of the collection. The collection for the saints that involves the work of the church. In our final study about getting more out of or serving the Lord with gladness, we're going to look at getting more out of the Bible classes. Bible classes are such an opportunity for teaching and for growth. And really, it's an opportunity for us to serve the Lord again with gladness. And in every opportunity, in most congregations, there is that opportunity for Bible classes to be taught, to have. And it's not taken advantage of by many. A lot of congregations don't have it, but when they do have it, the members don't take advantage of the Bible classes, and they don't utilize the opportunity to study on an intimate basis or intimate level the Word of God. Yet proper utilization of our Bible classes can really contribute a lot toward serving the Lord with gladness and will expand itself into all other areas. And I think to understand this, first we need to summarize the role of the Bible class. It is an opportunity. Bible classes are all opportunities for us to study God's Word. It is provided here by this congregation. This church provides basically two periods for Bible study within the congregation. Sunday morning at 9 a.m., Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. But you know, we have other Bible studies as well. It was announced this coming Saturday we'll have a men's Bible study that is more relaxed. And yet, when we first started it, we had several men, close to 20, best I remember, and the number keeps dwindling down. Maybe it's old hat, as they say, and we need to do something different. Oh, wait, we did. We opened it up to different speakers. It wasn't just me all the time. But we've done this now for 2 years. Come January, it'll be starting third year. In the summer, we have an additional Bible class for anybody that wants to attend. You don't have to be a member here at Eastside. We've opened it up to anybody that wants to come in. We've had visitors from other congregations, from Tullahoma and across town here. Most churches offer Bible classes for both children and adults. Do you realize how blessed we are when this happens? And usually this is going to include classes on Sunday morning and our midweek service, as I said. It's provided by individuals. Now, I understand the church provides this opportunity, but individuals step up to teach these classes. Bible classes often occur frequently in our homes as Christians, and rightly so, they should. But here is an opportunity for us to gather and to study a particular topic or on a scheduled basis, a topic from God's Word. And it's at the direction of the elders, and that you get a personal initiative in all of this. But the opportunities to participate in these classes are abundant. You may think, well, I won't be able to get a word in. Oh, yeah. You raise your hand and I'll try to. I did almost slip up on one this morning. I noticed Janice back there doing this. So I don't know how long she'd been waving her hand, but I do try to catch everybody that wants to make a comment. And when I teach a Bible class, that's what I expect. I want you to comment and participate in the Bible class. I try to steer clear of arguments and things of this nature, but I want us to realize the opportunity to participate in these Bible classes. They are vital to the growth of the church here. So not only are there opportunities, but I hope you realize that there are benefits to having Bible classes. First of all, it's an opportunity to study the Word of God more deeply. You may ask a question or be afraid to ask a question and think, well, that's a dumb question. I'm not going to ask it. You know, the only dumb question is the one that's never asked. You may ask a question and it might really cause somebody to scratch their head and go, I'll have to study on that some more. Textual studies often examine the Word verse by verse, which is what we're doing on Sunday morning and Wednesday night here in the auditorium class. We're going through textually, taking so many verses and discussing them in the Bible classes. Now, when we have the class in the summertime, we use a workbook that covers a topical range of lessons. The men's Bible study does the same thing. I don't know, this coming Saturday, I don't know what the speaker's going to talk about. Sometimes they'll run it by me to get an extra opinion, but they don't have to. They can bring their own topic to discuss about it. We had a guest speaker come up, I think October. Keith Hamilton came and spoke, and he spoke about the last hour or two of the life of Jesus. Very excellent lesson. But these benefits are so that we can ask questions about what's being studied. Classes are less formal and allows for questions and answers. And when the whole church is gathered together, then there's not that flexibility when we are gathered to worship like we are right now. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning in verse 34, "Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. But they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in the church." He's talking about the gathering, the assembling to worship God. But now in Bible classes, we're more flexible. We can allow ones to speak up. In fact, it's an opportunity for us to share our own knowledge about the Bible. You may have some personal experience that pertains to that particular topic, that particular text, and it needs to be brought up. You need to bring it up. You know, it's like I said this morning, when people have sound Bible knowledge and they're not willing to share it, how shameful is that? You know, one thing that bothered me raising a son, I never taught him how to change the oil in his car. And you think, well, but by the time he came along, you had all these 15-minute places to stop and change oil in your car, and he said he wanted to learn. And I never taught him. But he learned it. He learned it on his own. We need to share our knowledge of God's Word. And how disgraceful is it when we know God's Word and are not willing to share it with our brothers and sisters in Christ? Preaching allows the speaker, like right now, to share his particular knowledge. And comments in class allow everyone that's in that class to share their knowledge. We need to come together to accelerate the rate of spiritual growth here at ESAC. I've been saying for almost 2 years now that ESAC wants to grow. That growth has got to be spiritual, and if we grow spiritually, then we'll grow numerically. You can't worry about this number without this number growing. You can't worry about this number growing unless you're growing as an individual spiritually. Spiritual growth is related to our own knowledge of God's Word. Peter says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. How many of you remember a baby wanting a bottle? And you take that bottle, and it's done whimpering and whining and crying, and you can't do nothing with it. And then when you warm that bottle up, you go to put it in that baby's mouth. What's that baby doing? It's going, like it's starving to death. And when you put that nipple in that bottle, in that baby's mouth, what does it do? It starts taking that bottle like, oh, I'm so glad you finally fed me. Peter says that's the way we ought to be about the Word of God. Desire it like the pure milk of the Word, like a new baby wanting that milk, the milk of life. He said, you do that and you can grow by that Word. And the more often you study, well, guess what? The faster you're going to grow. Another reason we have Bible classes is to enjoy the fellowship of studying with other Christians. I truly enjoy being with Christians and hearing their comments in class. Now, I'm gonna make this personal. I miss it when Rick's not here. When he's moved off to Atlanta now, and when he's not here on Wednesday night, if he's not been feeling well, I miss his comments. And there are others that I miss their comments when they're not here, because I'm sharing with their knowledge. I am enjoying the fellowship of studying God's Word with them. And as I've said before, Bible classes are more informal. They allow for this mutual sharing of comments and knowledge. And often the comments of other students is just as edifying as what the teacher has to say. But we come together in Bible classes to encourage other Christians. And you encourage by your presence and your participation. I've said this before. I'm not growing if you're not here. I'm not being edified if you're not here for the Bible class. And I don't know. It seems to me like there's some people that think the Bible class is just a set aside time that the men have set aside, and it's not required that I be here. I don't know where that mentality comes from. Because two or more gathered for that Bible class period to study God's Word. And Jesus said, where two or more gathered together in His name, He is there in their midst. I want to be with Jesus. Your presence encourages others, not just yourself. And likewise, your absence, when you just choose to be absent, discourages them. Your participation can inspire others to want to learn, to be equal with you in your knowledge. Yeah, the benefits of a Bible class are multiple. And yet, despite all of these benefits and these opportunities, a lot of people fail to attend Bible classes. Some who do, they don't get much out of them because they're not here. So let's look at some suggestions on how to get more out of the Bible classes. Well, here comes the most obvious one. Attend. One has to attend in order to reap any benefits. You have to attend regularly to get any benefit from Bible classes. You know, it's just like the radio program. You ask me questions sometimes about how to talk to your neighbors. It's on the radio program a lot of times. The website has the radio program. The sermons are on the website. Why not use and take advantage of everything that the church here provides to help us go to heaven? We have to attend regularly to truly benefit. Remember, the rate of growth is affected by your attendance. Your spiritual growth is affected by how often you are present. Now, I'm talking about those who willfully choose to miss. I'm not talking about sickness or times that you cannot control it. I'm talking about you just make the choice, I'm not going. Your spirituality, your spiritual growth is affected, and it's not affected in a good way. So let me ask you, do you make it a habit to attend all the Bible classes on a regular basis? Another suggestion, prepare. Don't just think, well, Jeff will cover it. You need to make some preparation as well. As I said, the adult classes out here, the auditorium classes, are textual studies. And truly and honestly, we're not covering much more than a chapter or just half a chapter at a time. It wouldn't take you any time to at least read 20 verses Saturday night or Sunday morning before you come to services. Again, you're going to get out of something what you put into it. So if you're coming to services and all you think you have to do is just attend, that's all you're getting out of it. But if you study and prepare, then you're going to get more out of it. Prepare yourself ahead of time. At least read the context of the chapter. Pick up other aids if you need them to assist you. So the question really comes down to this. Do you come ready to study the subject at hand, or do you just come to wing it or sit in a pew and wear the pad now? Why are you here when you're here? Another suggestion. Contribute. Take part. Do your part. You show your fruits by sharing what you have studied. You know, if you only let me do the talking, or whoever's doing the talking in the Bible class, then the Bible class is one-sided, one point of view. You realize that? If you come in here and you don't say anything during a Bible class and you get up afterwards, you get out in the car and you tell your wife, your husband, or whoever you're with, I don't agree with what he said. Did you speak up? I had a different point of view about that. Did you speak up? Why didn't you speak up? Well, I don't think it's my place. It's your place to speak up. It's a Bible class. We've already identified it is an informal time for us to discuss the text of God's Word. Share what you know. Share what you have studied. Share some practical application. We do this also by asking questions. If something's not clear, if something is not clearly understood, then ask a question. You know, good teachers like feedback. You may not think they do, but they do. And it helps to know if the message is getting through. You know, I'll ask you sometimes, do you understand? Do you have anything to say? This is yes, this is no. And sometimes I'm afraid that I'm making it as clear as mud because there's no response from the class. And that worries me. Because it worries me whether I'm doing my job right. We need to participate. We need to contribute. We need to make sure that I add to the overall value of the study by contributing, by participating in the class. We don't need to come here and just sit like a knot on a log and expect everything to just keep going hunky-dory. We need to participate. I don't care if the Bible class starts out, we get two verses, and there's so much participation that that's all we cover. I'll take it. I love it. If we don't get any participation and we cover all 50 verses of a chapter, then what does that tell you? Tell you what it tells me. It tells me a couple of things. Either you didn't prepare, you don't want to contribute, or you have no interest in the text that we're studying. Now let me just say, like I said, we're studying the Bible out here in the auditorium. So if you don't have any interest in that, then we've got another problem. Another suggestion. Step up. Become a teacher. And I see the gears turning right now. I'm not a teacher. I can't teach. I'm too old to teach. That don't float. It don't float. I could point you in the direction of somebody that's here today that teaches that probably ought to sit down and let a younger person teach. And I commend them for stepping up. One of the best ways to learn any subject is to prepare at home as though you were going to have to teach the class. And you'll get more out of the class if you do that. Trust me. And by teaching, you will of necessity attend. You'll be there if you're going to teach. You'll prepare if you're going to teach. And you will participate, you will contribute to the class if you're the teacher. You take in everything that we've done talked about if you're going to teach the class. But then that brings up the question, are you willing to teach so others might benefit from your knowledge? Are you willing to share what you know as a teacher to help other people? You see, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2 to the young preacher Timothy, "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, Timothy, the things you've been taught, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." It's almost like a domino effect, isn't it? I teach this one, they teach that one, and so on and so on and so on. You know what happens when you have that happening? You have a long-lived church, a congregation that continues to exist for many, many years. And it's not going to happen like at the end of Joshua's life where there arose a generation that knew not God, because we're continuing to teach. He wrote to the young preacher Titus in chapter 2 and verse 3, "The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." I believe we could throw in the young people's Bible classes in this. Teach the young people good things. Teach them about God and God's Word. If I asked you today, can you remember your Bible class teachers from when you were little bitty people? I can. I remember my Aunt Margaret Mills teaching me when we sat on picnic tables at the old El Bethel Church of Christ when it was a gas station. When the new building was built, I remember older men stepping up, like Billy Pruitt, to teach the young teenagers classes. He wasn't a young person then either. And yet he stepped up to teach. Maybe you don't want to teach, but you can assist. Assist. Not though those that are not ready to teach can step in and assist by doing what they do. Do you realize that these ladies that do teach the Bible class, they do a lot of preparation for each quarter? I think it's quarter. Have y'all walked through the back hall back here? Have you stuck your head in the doors of the classrooms? Because they do a ton of preparatory work just getting ready for each quarter. Have you ever thought, can I help you? Could I help you put this stuff up? Can I help you take this stuff down? You don't necessarily have to step up to assist in teaching, but you can assist in preparing, helping them prepare for the material they're using. But if you wanted to learn to teach, learn and observe. Use them as mentors or other people. Observe how they teach. That's how Timothy became the teacher that he was. They are especially helpful in classes when their small children are involved. But the question here is, are you willing to develop yourself? Are you willing to develop more teachers by you yourself taking the small steps? And finally, the big suggestion is that we pray. We might begin with a prayer like we find in Psalm 119 and verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. We should ask God to open our eyes so that we can see what He wants us to see in His law. Open our hearts so that we can understand. Open our minds so that we can comprehend and make practical use. As we're studying, we might ask God for understanding with a prayer like we read in verses 5 through 6 of Psalm 119. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. Help me, Lord, to understand what I'm studying. Help me, Lord, to be able to know what you would have me to know. And then we could end our prayer, our study, with a prayer like we find in Psalm 119, verses 10 and 11. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see, prayer puts into the proper frame of mind to help us benefit from Bible study. Bible classes are an excellent thing for us to do here at Eastside. People actively involved in the Bible classes learn from the Word of God so much faster. You might argue and say, well, I know the Word of God, but you don't know what's going on in the class if you're not there. If you're not participating, you're not learning. You're not going to benefit from the Word of God that much sooner. And you need to contribute to the health and growth of the church. If you're here, you do that. And those who don't attend Bible classes rarely have more than just a superficial knowledge of God's Word. I've oftentimes likened that person to a very dangerous person. They know just enough of God's Word to get them in trouble when they go out and talk to some denominational person. Just enough knowledge of God's Word to barely scratch the surface, and then when some denominational person comes along, they'll believe them because they're not grounded enough in God's Word. And Bible classes offer that opportunity for you to be grounded. They often struggle in their own spiritual lives because they lack that knowledge of God's Word. And they're usually of little use to others in providing spiritual help and understanding. I used to know a fellow that would always offer to go with me to a Bible study. I didn't want to turn him down, but I really didn't want him to go. He was one of those people that knew a little bit about everything and not enough about anything. And when I would go and take him along with me in a Bible study, I'm trying to help this person understand the truth of God's Word, and I'm trying to put out the little fire that he started over here. You're not accomplishing much with a person that has a superficial knowledge of God's Word. I believe strongly, very strongly, in the value of attending and actively participating in Bible classes. In fact, I would go so far as to say it is a key element in serving the Lord with gladness. Not just that, it's a key element in serving the Lord. It's a key element in making Eastside a stronger congregation. Are you doing your part? The Word of God teaches us that we are to serve Him. We are to be faithful. We are to be obedient. We studied this morning about the rich young ruler, or last week about the rich young ruler, and he went away sorrowful because he wasn't willing to do the simple things that God told him to do, that Christ told him to do. What about you? The simple thing of being faithful in attendance, in Bible class attendance, in Bible class participation, in praying, are you willing to do it? It may be that you're here this morning. You're not a Christian. You're not a child of God. You've never put Christ on in baptism. That's your beginning step. Do you know enough about God's Word to become a child, a disciple of Christ? Then this is an opportunity for you. Everything is prepared. We have garments. The water's ready. And we'll assist you if that's what your decision is. But it may be that you've done that and you've gone back into the world. Maybe you decide right here, right now, that you haven't been the Bible student that you ought to be. You haven't attended the Bible class as you should. You haven't attended worship as you should. This is an opportunity for you to get your life back on path, back on course. If you're here this morning and need to respond to the invitation, I encourage